been touring as long as I have, you end up needing help, like a road manager, an assistant, and you end up becoming very close with this person because you spend so much time with them. And it's like you find your new best friend that you write off on your taxes. My old assistant I used to have, I had her for 7 years, and she was great. We got along really well because we were similar but different. Like, I thought I was positive with upbeat energy, and then I met her. Anybody else here have that one friend that's just extra? Like, they always on 100? If you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen her. Her name is Jaki. Not Jackie. Jaki. It's spelled J-A-KEE. Extra. You guys, the apostrophe in her name does not do anything. That is literally extra. Let me try to describe her for you guys so you know what I was working with every day. Jaki is a little white girl. There's a twist you didn't see coming. Jaki is always happy. She's like Buddy the Elf live in person. Imagine this for a second. Imagine we have a little kid here, and we give this kid way too much sugar. And then you take that kid to Disneyland for the very first time. And right when you think they're about to explode with excitement, you give them a puppy. That's Jaki. On a Tuesday, Jaki gets excited about mundane things. Ooh, this water's delicious. What kind of water is this? Tap water. Mmm. I started to feel bad that I couldn't match her excitement about stupid things. After a while, I started to ignore her, but then I felt bad for ignoring her. But then I noticed something. I was like, wait a minute. She don't need me to co-sign on her excitement. She is her own cheerleader. She doesn't even need me in this conversation. This is an actual conversation that happened with me and Jaki. She says this. Hey, do you think a caterpillar knows it's going to be a butterfly, or is it a surprise? I pretend that I don't hear her. So she replies to herself, I love surprises. Here's the thing. Everybody has a Jaki in their group. You might be the Jaki of your group. This is how you can determine if you are, in fact, the Jaki of your group. You got to ask yourself these questions. One, do I like sparkly things? Two, do I smile at strangers? Three, do I then hug the stranger because they smiled back? Four, this one's a little random, but it's very essential to being Jaki. You gotta ask yourself, do I often fall down? I'll give you a second to determine who is your Jaki. Did you find her? You found her, she's right there. You fall down a lot? You co-sign that? That's... Tell me if she does this one. This is what Jaki does. Jaki will trip over some stuff that is not there. And then she'll be like, what was that? That was you, girl. That was your left foot met your right foot. And when Jaki falls, she can't just trip and then get back up and go about her life. No, she has to make sure everybody saw it. When Jaki falls, she falls like this. She'll be walking down the street. Oh! Did you see it? Did you see it? Just blah. This is how extra Jaki is. One time, she hurt herself by reenacting a fall from the week before. we were in our hotel room, and she's telling me how she fell last weekend, and she's acting it out for me. She's like, yeah, I was just walking up this step. Oh, I just broke my toe. I need you to take me to the doctor. I just broke my toe. I took her to the doctor. We get there. She's like, I broke my toe. I need an x-ray. All right, let's get you in there immediately. The doctor takes an x-ray of her foot. He comes back, and he's like, okay, listen. I don't know how to tell you this, but there's nothing wrong with your toe. Are you sure your machine is not broken? Yeah, my machine is not broken, and neither is your toe. You might have sprained it. I can give you some aspirin. You want some aspirin? Is that all that you can do for me? I mean, we have those booties that people wear, but that's like if you tear your ACL or break your ankle. Oh, okay, I'll have one of those. Now, Jaki has a booty that comes all the way up to here, and she walks like this for a sprained toe. When I first met Jaki, her energy was a little overwhelming and it gave me anxiety. Shocker. But then I started to think about it and like process it. And I was like, you know what? That is a strength. The fact that she can be happy all the time, that is a strength that I do not have because I have emotions and I wear them on my face. So when we were out and about, if a problem came up, there was an issue that needed to be resolved, I always had Jaki handle it. Because when I handle problems, sometimes I get a little ethnic. A little spicy. A little picante. I'll give you an example. There was this one weekend we were traveling, we were flying all day, we were headed to the south, and it was the summertime, so it was hot, humid, and muggy. As soon as we landed, it was late at night. We get into our rental car, we drive straight to the hotel, park it, lock it, go to sleep. Next morning, wake up, we get in the rental car, and that is when we realize that it smells like pee. Somebody peed in this car, they rented it to us, and now it's been hotboxing all night. Oh, it was disgusting. And Jaki was like, maybe a toddler's diaper leaked. I said, no, Jaki. This is full-grown man pee. It is disgusting, and we need to take this car back. So we drive all the way back to the airport, just marinating the whole way. And if I walk into that rental place and I handle that situation, I'm gonna come in real hot, okay? I'm gonna come in a little passionate. I'm gonna come in there like, oh, y'all just hand out pee-pee cards now? Like y'all don't check them, you don't clean them, sniff, sniff, nothing. Just on to the next, right? Cause you got your money, right? Oh no, I'm calm. I am calm, sir. I'm sorry I cut in front of you. I am calm. No, I'm not gonna leave here until you tell me who peed in my car. Was it one of you? You did it on your break, that's why it's funny. No? Nobody peed? Okay, that's fine. You know what, we'll just handle it like I do with my dog. Everybody come here, put your nose in it. Did you do this? Now, I know that's a little extreme, that is not very nice, and that is not of the Lord. So I send Jaki in there with her syrupy sweetness, and Jaki handles it like this. Hi. Actually, wait, let me start over. Do over. Hi. As you can see, I'm disabled. Listen, our car kind of smells like urine. Is there anything you can do to help us out? Yes, I'll take a free upgrade. Give me a hug. Jaki is always happy. And that is why I like to scare her. Because you take somebody with that amount of joy and excitement, and you put them in a scary situation, that is hilarious. One time I tricked her into staying at a haunted hotel. We went to Canada, and I heard about this hotel that was haunted. So I was like, hey, Jaki, put us up at this hotel over here. She's like, okay. So we get there, and I'm like, it's nice, right? And she goes, yeah, so nice. I said, it's haunted. What? Yeah, it's a haunted hotel. What room number did they give you? Listen, she could have told me any room in the hotel. I was going to respond the same way. 432? Wait a minute. They did not give you room 432. Yeah, why? What's wrong with room 432? Oh, no, nothing's wrong with it. It's just that you got the bigger room. That's all. But it's totally fine. Don't even worry about it. Have a good night. What a jerk. One time I made her come with me on a midnight cemetery tour. I was like, come on, Jaki, let's go. It'll be fun. Oh, it's okay. I'll just stay at the hotel. Oh, no, you're on the clock. We're going. We get to the cemetery. It's pitch black dark. I am the only one with a flashlight. Jaki is right behind me. And I just take off running and leave her in the dust.